I don't really feel like that's something that happens to most small town Canadian kids. You know, when you're little, you're like, I do want to get art on TV. That sounds amazing and possible. But yeah, what happened was actually a few years ago, I did a show in Vancouver, and it was the 40 Below show. So you had to be under the age of 40, and I just squeaked in there. That's how I ended up getting some work in this gallery on Granville Island. They've kind of kept some work, and we've kept in touch over the years. And it was, gosh, a year and a bit ago that they said, hey, we've got a movie set that would like to use your work. And I said, absolutely. It ended up not being a movie. It was a TV pilot. The TV pilot, now I can say that it's a show on NBC called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. And it's amazing to know that they felt a connection with a piece that I made, you know, here in Chatham, when their movie set types out in Vancouver, filming a show that at that point just kind of existed in somebody's imagination.
Typically, when you're watching a show, you're not necessarily looking at the background stuff and, you know, like the product placement and all that kind of thing that goes into it. But you do notice, it sticks with you, the set design and all that stuff. So your piece gets a lot of play.
Well, funny you should mention that too, because, you know, those moments, you know, when Joey and Chandler ride in on the white dog statue, right? There are pieces of art that you don't really even consider that somebody random made it, or that somebody in a small town made it. They're just part of the set and part of those characters. And the more you watch the show, the more it becomes almost an extension of who you are, right? Like, oh, well, that's my apartment in New York with the giant dog thing, right? And so it's funny because all this was happening around the time that I was watching The Umbrella Academy, which has nothing to do with this at all, except that one of the characters whittles, like makes wooden figurines. And I thought, oh my gosh, for the first time ever, I considered that that was somebody else's work, right? That was somebody that they'd hired who made that in their studio somewhere, and they bought that from that person. And I thought, oh my gosh, that could be me one day. You know, that could be my art. That could be a thing. So it was so, so cool. But then, you know, as everything does in Hollywood, you know, the stars are always like, oh yes, I'm very excited about the upcoming movie. It's going to be really great. It was great to work. But they filmed it 2 years ago. And that's kind of what happened, was they filmed the pilot, and then it was a few months to decide whether it was going to get picked up. And then they refilmed the pilot once it got picked up. And then randomly, I couldn't sleep last night. And I checked Facebook, and another local woman's auntie works on the set there. And she posted that finally Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist had been released, and it was on the interwebs and whatever, but also NBC, which is a huge network. Like, it's not just like Joe's cable, you know, somewhere. So at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm trying not to scream and lose my mind, you know, like everybody else is sleeping, and I'm watching to see if I should even bother posting about it. Like, is it going to be like a 1 second shot? But it's in the sassy neighbor who sings a lot apartment. So, and it's right at the door. So it's within the first minute of the whole thing, I can see my art, and I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh. So got pretty excited.
So what does this mean for you as an artist, as someone who's trying to make a name for themselves, not just in Chatham Kent, but beyond, and that now your art will have a wider audience and be more recognizable, because your art is very recognizable as being an Elizabeth Downey Sonnen.
Oh, well. no, but for real, thank you very much. That's really kind of you to, because that's something that as an artist you strive for, right? You know, honestly, right now, it was beautiful that they bought the piece. Because they could have just, at first they just rented it. So it was beautiful that they bought it. It was beautiful that they brought it back for the pilot. I would like to believe that this will become something extraordinary, like the playlist, I guess. But even if it doesn't, this is so incredible for me. This is so out of anything I'd ever even really considered as a possibility, coming from rural Canada, right? Like, what do you mean my stuff's in a TV show? Are you kidding me? In all sincerity, it is actually incredibly humbling and very cool.